So I was, I don't know, probably my Monday class, I was sharing, yeah, you know, the work I do, holy cow, you got to start letting that go, because people will misquote you, mishear you, misinterpret you, and I have no control. I don't heal anybody. I can create a space, a frequency, a vibration. I can give guidance verbally and energetically and emotionally that allows someone to choose a certain level of healing, but it's very specifically between them and their creator. And that's it. So I don't get to know the outcome. I can't get attached to the outcome. The minute the ego comes into it, you pretty much ruin it. And so sometimes I get the miracles, and sometimes I don't, but I sure want them. And so I look at it as a practice always of how can I show up honoring my own experience, my gifts, my strengths, my weaknesses, and do the best job I'm capable of doing with no attachment to the outcome. And so it's a profound thing. But I got to practice on my kids first, because what a trip to realize they don't belong to me and they're going to be these separate individuals. And if I do everything exactly right, they'll leave me. Isn't that weird? You carry them, you birth them, and if you do a really good job, they're going to be complete with you at many, many levels. That's a bizarre thing. Nobody teaches you how to embrace that. But it's been really fun with my kids. Once I just reached that place of what I truly believe about all of us, you know, I tell my children, you can't get it wrong. You just can't get it wrong. Evolution is going to continue. Just like I tell students and clients of mine, you can't possibly get it wrong, so let that go. Meanwhile, you can learn ways to have a lot better time. If you're interested in that, I'd like to give you what information I have to help you in that. And so what has happened through this process of having no attachment to what my children choose, I do have some parameters, but really not many. You know, they actually ask me for advice, because they know I'm not attached to how it comes out, and I have a track record with them, but I'm only going to give them advice that makes their life experience better. That's it. And that's what I truly want for my children, to have a good experience. I don't get to pick what their growth is. I don't get to pick what their hardships are, their challenges, and there will be plenty of those too. And I don't get to protect them from it. But wisdom, it's what you don't know that ends up hurting you. And so that was my first real big play in detachment, and it's been very joyous. And sometimes it looks a lot like this. I really want you to agree with me.
I was with you until you said that last sentence. It's what you don't know that ends up hurting you. What do you mean by that?
Well, think of your clients. It's the legal information they don't have that can screw them back.
Oh, that they don't know. I got it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had this great opportunity to contribute guidance and wisdom and experience. But if you're all attached to somebody receiving it a certain way, yeah, it never works out. Because everybody hears differently. Everybody hears through the filters of their memories, their experiences, their consciousness level. So, you know, everybody in this room, you're going to all have a different version of what you thought you heard me say. You know, I have no control over that. So I guess the whole point of this conversation, besides balancing energy in the room, is the only thing you have control over is get right with you. Get right with you. So if you're telling the story that you're working too much or too hard, you're not right with you. Or if you're telling the story that you got to fix somebody or it's not working or you're not happy, you're not right with you. That's the only thing you get to fix is your perception with yourself. And when you focus there, other people can receive and benefit through you.